Ways of confirming exposed and/or conducted parts, plant or machinery is isolated in consultation with authorized person. Injuries caused by machinery can be devastating. Those who operate or maintain unguarded machinery risk electrocution, crushed hands and arms, severed fingers and limbs, abrasions, amputations, lacerations, and even death. Industries that utilize dangerous machinery must eliminate or manage any inherent hazards. The purpose of machine guards is to protect operators, nearby personnel, and the facility from harm. Electronic safety devices are installed on machines to ensure their safe operation. The purpose of machine guarding is to protect personnel from the danger posed by machine parts, particularly moving and electrocuting parts. The hazard is not restricted to a machine's abnormal behavior. Even a machine operating under regular settings poses a risk to human life. The following are some prominent characteristics of machine guarding. The machine guard should not obstruct the operation of the machine. Additionally, it should not impede the operator's access to standard control and other parts. The machine guard material must be durable and solid. The material must be able to withstand the harsh operating conditions of the machine, such as high temperatures and strong movements. The machine guards must be securely attached to the machine and should not become dislodged, damaged, or deformed during operation. The machine guards should be impenetrable and difficult to circumvent or remove. They can only be removed with the use of tools or specialized knowledge, such as when the engineering department is performing maintenance. Machine guards are monitored and enforced by electronic equipment. This incorporates sensor-based activation of the machine guarding system. The sensors stop machine operation, sound an alarm, and are identified on the main display when any guard is open. It prevents the machine from operating if the guard does not activate or is removed. But safeguards are grouped into two types, guards and devices. Additionally, safeguards must meet the following minimum general requirements. Contact must be prevented. Fingers, hands, limbs, and any other body parts cannot make contact with moving or electrocuting parts. Guards must be secured. Machine guards should not be easily removable and should be durable enough to withstand the environment. No new hazards are created. Safeguards are meant to reduce and eliminate machine hazards, and if the guard introduces a new hazard, like an exposed sharp edge, it has defeated its own purpose. Allow safe lubrication. It is important to ensure that, if needed, one can locate oil reservoirs and find the lubrication point, so no one needs to enter the hazardous area for maintenance. All machines have a point of operation, a power transmission device, and operating controls, but they do not always need to be safeguarded. Personnel will need to perform a job safety analysis to identify the different machine hazards in their facility, especially before the utilization of such. It is important to observe the motions or actions that make a machine so dangerous and evaluate what kinds of safeguards would be most effective. What to look for during a walkthrough? Electrical or electronic equipment requires specific working clearances. The width of the working space is 30 inches or the width of the equipment, whichever is greatest. Disconnecting mechanisms, including circuit breakers, must be conveniently accessible. That is, without the need to climb over or remove barriers, use portable ladders, etc. The integrity of electrical equipment and connections. There shall be no damaged parts that could compromise the equipment's safe operation or mechanical strength, such as broken, bent, cut, or deteriorated by chemical action or overheated parts. Circuits, equipment, and enclosures must have a permanent, continuous, and effective path to the ground. Power and signal cables must be separated. Cable drops must be used where cables exit trays. Each disconnecting device must be legibly marked with its purpose, unless its location and arrangement make the purpose obvious. The installation and operation of listed or labeled equipment must conform with any instructions provided in the listing or labeling. Unused apertures in boxes must be effectively sealed to provide protection equivalent to the equipment's wall. Electrical equipment must be securely fastened to the mounting surface. The use of raceways as supports for additional raceways, cables, or non-electrical equipment is prohibited.